It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
President Trump says the FBI and the Department of Justice will review Jussie Smollett's case. Trump tweeted that the FBI is reviewing the circumstances surrounding the dismissal of criminal charges against the Empire actor. Prosecutors in Chicago cleared Smollett of all charges earlier this week, despite acknowledging that the actor fabricated a street attack on himself in an attempt to get a pay raise. Kaylee Cuoco explained how she got emotional after losing her wallet. She posted a series of videos on her Instagram story saying how she left her wallet at a Calabasas restaurant, and then someone ended up returning it. This is a really cool story.
I became fully hysterical and didn't know where it was, and traced my steps and was like, oh my God, I left it there. It's gone. I was crying. I was so upset. So I called Sharpies, and someone had turned it in. Whoever did that, thank you. I wish I could have met you. I would have given you all the cash in my wallet. Or whatever was in there. I really would have given you anything. I was so grateful that there was someone so sweet on this earth and honest.
I love that. I thought that was a really good story.
That is cool.
Rosie O'Donnell called Kelly Ripa to apologize for accusing her of gay bashing Clay Aiken years ago. In a new tell-all book called Ladies Who Punched, the explosive inside story of The View, Rosie brought up the incident from 2006, which she called at the time homophobic. In the incident, basically, Kelly Ripa made a joke. I guess there was like an episode of Live with Regis and Kelly, and Clay Aiken had put his hand over his mouth or something, like shocked, like made like a shocked face with his hand above his mouth. And then Kelly Ripa made the comment on the show at the time and said, like, oh, I don't know where that's been, honey. Like, basically insinuating, like, clearly he's gay and now he's just now like letting us know with his body language. And so at the time, Rosie O'Donnell had said, like, I think Kelly Ripa's mean. She doesn't like me. She doesn't want to apologize. She doesn't want to discuss anything that happened. Like, that was so homophobic, whatever. She just wants to have a weird feud. And now, I guess, Rosie has said in this book, like, she's called Kelly Ripa since to apologize for, like, blowing it out of proportion. I guess Kelly really wasn't homophobic. She just, I don't know, made some kind of joke. It wasn't that big of a deal. And Rosie's the one that made it a big deal.
Can't we just go back to all the fun times when Rosie had a show and she used to shoot koosh balls at everybody?
What about Now and Then? That's one of my favorite movies of all time.
I've never seen it. What's it about?
Oh, you would probably not like it. It's more for chicks, but it's so
good. You know
good.
What I prefer.
It's about a bunch of little girls being best friends growing up, and then they all get older, and then they reconnect as adults. And basically, Now and Then, it's what their childhood was like all living in the same neighborhood, and then they grow up and what their lives are like as grown-ups, and then, you know, reminiscing about their childhood together. It's excellent.
I thought you were talking about, like, Now and Laters, like the candy, so never mind, you're right. I have no interest, but that's cool.
Reba McEntire talked about some of the famous musicians she'd love to work with, and you'd be surprised. A lot of the artists are ones that are on Radio Now.
I'm a huge Cher fan. I have been forever. Wouldn't that be fun? It seems like a natural to me. You know, there's people you want to go work with, you know, like Pink, Bruno Mars. That might be two things you wouldn't ever think of. But Dolly Parton and Cher, of course, that's a given.
Wow, how cool would that be if there's a Reba song with like Bruno Mars?
And Cardi B.
Freak me, baby. Come on, I'm a redhead and tease me.
Coming up in less than an hour, troubled waters for this A-list marriage.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Fernando's business wasn't doing so well a few years ago, so he came up with a plan to save it. And let's just say we're pretty sure you won't find this strategy in any college textbooks. Freak Show Friday? Yeah, that's next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.